For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The acting director of the Secret Service said today that what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, was a failure of the Secret Service. Ronald Rowe also told reporters that the service did not provide clear guidance to local law enforcement.
After reviewing the planning, event details, and coordination with partner agencies regarding the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump on July 13th, our mission assurance review is nearing its completion. As I've said, this was a failure on the part of the United States Secret Service.
Then-Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned over that situation, putting Rowe in charge as acting director. North Carolina Republican gubernatorial nominee Mark Robinson is denying a story from CNN that claims he posted strongly worded racial and sexual comments on an online message board. In a video posted on X, Robinson said he would not be forced out by, quote, salacious tabloid lies.
Those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words, you know my character, and you know that I have been completely transparent in this race and before.
Robinson went on to say that his opponents are desperate to shift the focus away from the real issues that face North Carolinians.
We cannot allow that to happen. And folks, we've seen this type of stuff in the past as well. Clarence Thomas famously once said he was the victim of a high-tech lynching. Well, it looks like Mark Robinson is too.
Robinson also said he is staying in this race and that he is in it to win it. Thousands of students will be forced to go back to failed South Carolina public schools after a court ruled the state school choice law violated the state constitution. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
The Palmetto State Supreme Court, on a 3-2 vote, nullified the Education Savings Account program. They decided public funds cannot be used to benefit private educational institutions. Elizabeth Mitchell of the Daily Signal.
About 2,000 kids who were eligible for these voucher programs might be at private school, may have to change schools in the middle of the semester. The funding that they currently have from the vouchers runs out October 31st, and they could be forced to go back to public school in the middle of the semester.
She says conservatives will be pushing back against this ruling.
I think that the governor does not support this decision. The attorney general does not support this decision. So I know that South Carolinians are unhappy and school choice groups are unhappy. So I think it's very likely that something will be done to fight back against this.
She adds State Representative Jordan Pace wants to introduce a refundable tax credit bill as an alternative to the Education Savings Trust Fund Act. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives has approved a resolution that would overturn a new Biden administration rule on automobile emissions that Republicans say would force Americans to buy unaffordable electric vehicles they do not want. The rule issued by the EPA in March would impose the most ambitious standards ever in the U.S. to cut planet-warming emissions from passenger vehicles. The rule comes as EV sales, needed to make the standards, have begun to slow. If the Senate should pass the resolution, it would face a likely presidential veto. The Pennsylvania March for Life is set for Monday, September 23rd. The rally will take place in Harrisburg. Speakers include pro-life activist Mark Houck, Jeannie Mancini of the National March for Life, and Dr. Barry Whitworth of the Southern Baptist Convention. The rally comes as Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are courting votes in Pennsylvania. Abortion is among the biggest issues. You can now get the new iPhone. Fox's Evan Brown has details.
There are four versions of the new smartphone, the 16 and 16 Plus, as well as Pro and Pro Max versions, all at different price points and with varying components and features. One not yet available is Apple's much-anticipated venture into AI called Apple Intelligence. That feature will come with a future upgrade to the new iOS 18 operating system. Older iPhone 15 models will also have access to it.
And that's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, and subscribe to our free daily email news briefs on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.